from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon.
And what's cracking up, James Coe? Join us on Reception Perception as we dive deep into wide receivers, the position that will make or break your fantasy team.
Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Big K Morning Show, and we wait to get word from Kamala Harris who her running mate will be. Larry Richard with anchorman Paul Rasmussen, some suggesting maybe it isn't Josh Shapiro, even though tonight's rally is in Philadelphia. It could be Minnesota Governor Tim Walz, and we'll see. One way or another, we're supposed to find out. In the meantime, there are other races going on as we get ready for the elections in November, and the man who wants to unseat Summer Lee in the 12th Congressional District is Dr. James Hayes, good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Welcome to KDKA. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you. I really appreciate you having me on.
So I'm curious, you're the son of a steel worker. Give us a little background on who is James Hayes.
Sure. So, yeah, as you mentioned, son of the steel workers and native Pennsylvanian. I'm really proud to say that when I was in high school, the steel workers gave me a partial scholarship to go to college, and I went to Georgetown in international economics and didn't stop there. I got an MPA in economics and policy at Princeton, an MBA in finance and accounting from the University of Chicago, and a doctor of business administration from Case Western. So I like to joke that I'm the candidate that George Santos wanted to be.
That's pretty funny. So, Mr. Hayes, I'm curious. This is a dirty business. You know that. It's going to get ugly. And the fact that you're trying to unseat Summer Lee is going to be a tremendous challenge. So, why did you accept this opportunity? And what makes you want to be a congressman?
Sure. So, I really I want to represent the people. I don't feel like we have really good representation right now. I mean, if you look, you know, kind of tick down the issues that I'm running on, I think I'm aligned with the people of Western Pennsylvania. I don't believe that Summer Lee is. I want to support our police and keep our community safe. I don't want to defund them or even abolish prisons. I want to support our energy industry. I believe that Pennsylvania can be just an epicenter of energy. If you, look at us having the fourth largest natural gas reserves in the world, and then having Westinghouse Electric from the nuclear side right up in Cranberry, I think it can just drive tremendous growth for this region. I am an advocate for school choice, for giving parents strong involvement in their children's education. It would have made a difference in my life. My parents ended up needing to move out of our neighborhood in order to get me into a good school. And I don't think that a person's future should be decided by their zip code. I want to control the border. You know, I'm not anti-immigration. My wife, in fact, is originally from Mexico and has immigrated here legally. I want to control the border so that we can vet who comes into our country and make sure that it's people that want to contribute to the country and not take from it or even destroy it and harm it. And then finally, I support Israel. I absolutely believe that Israel is our strongest, most reliable ally, certainly in the Middle East, possibly in the world. And so, you know, for Summer Lee to make really wild accusations against Israel and what it needs to do to defend itself, I think is unconscionable. And so, you know, I look at all those issues, and my wife and I were sitting in front of the TV one day, and you know, I was complaining, and she said, you know what? You need to stop complaining. You need to get off your butt, and you need to do something. And so that's what I'm doing.
James Paul Rasmussen here. I'm curious to know that these are you're staking out positions that are basically 180 different from Congressman or Congressperson Lee, but yet you're running as a Democrat. Is that right?
No, Republican.
Oh, Republican.
No,
okay.
Sir, I'm running as a Republican. Okay. And yeah, you're right. We are 180 degrees different. In fact, we're so different. I actually thought of changing my name to Winter, but the Winter Haze just didn't really, you know, it didn't work for me. So,
very, very good. So you've never held office before, but you've had in business. I'm looking at your resume. It's really impressive what you've done in the business. But again, you were sitting back saying you were complaining about stuff, and then you were encouraged to, well, if you want to do something about it. It's a tall task, though, to unseat a congressperson.
Well, it is a tall task, but as we say in business, if it were easy, everyone would do it, right? So, you know, I think there are a couple of data points that say I can win this race. You know, we look at the, you know, the Joe Rocky and Stephen Cipolla races, where you really had Democrats and Republicans working together, crossing lines. Joe Rocky almost won. Steve Cipolla. We were faced with a really radical DA coming into Allegheny County. The Republican Party said, "Hey, he lost his primary, and that was unfortunate. But let's get on board. Let's work together with our Democratic partners, and get a reasonable person that is a pro victim, pro community DA in there." And so we did that, and Steve Cipolla won. Joe Rocky came within 8,000 votes, even though the county's 2-1 Democrat. So there are people that will cross over. I believe that Summer Lee is so radical for the region that they'll cross over for me. You know, in the primary, Summer Lee had an opponent that garnered a significant number of votes. If you look at their positions were very similar. So if you look at that as anti-Summer Lee votes, if I had gotten all of the opponent's votes, I would have beaten Summer Lee by 12,000. And then, you know, in our own polling, we did a poll that shows once we're able to get our message out about my background, about what I stand for and what I want to do for Western Pennsylvania, and about Summer Lee's 180-degree opposite views on supporting the values of Western Pennsylvania, that we can make it a very tight race. There's a significant undecided vote that leans heavily for me. And so, you know, I think we have three data points that say I can win this race.
James, who are you getting backing from, endorsements and support?
So the local or the regional Republican delegation has been very supportive. So G.T. Thompson's been outstanding, Mike Kelly, Guy Rushenthaler. In fact, I think you know that when Netanyahu came and spoke last week, to the joint session of Congress, that Summer Lee boycotted the speech. And GT reached out to me and said, "Hey, I think that Western Pennsylvania, with one of the largest Jewish populations in the country, should have representation at this speech. Would you like to go?" And I immediately jumped on it and was able to represent Western Pennsylvania when our elected official would not at the Netanyahu speech. So The delegation has been outstanding, very, very helpful. The local community, the Jewish community has been helpful. The African-American community has been absolutely helpful, because they understand that defunding the police and putting criminals back on the streets is really, really bad for the community. So it's really, you know, a coalition of people. And I can't say enough about the grassroots in the Republican Party. The local committees have just been outstanding. The number of volunteers that they have provided and had going out, knocking on doors, handing out leaflets, calling friends, getting on the telephone. It has just been tremendously outstanding. And And I expect that to happen on the Democrat side as well, when people understand our different positions, the fact that I'm a pragmatic businessman that wants to solve problems and isn't pushing a national agenda. And I really want to represent the region.
Dr. James Hayes, appreciate your time this morning. Thank you. We'll talk again between now and November. Thank you.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it. And you all have a great week.
And the 12th Congressional District, by the way, encompasses the city of Pittsburgh and portions of the South Hills and parts of Westmoreland County. And the incumbent is Summer Lee. From the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement Traffic Center, AAA traffic is powered by Bowser and Genesis of Monroeville. Now open. Let's get the latest with Ellen Gamble.
All right. Heavy delays in the rush hour, of course, at this point, Larry. And they greet you, for example, on the Parkway West coming inbound on 376 toward town. From the airport this morning, you're lining up before the top of Green Tree Hill. Also outbound, if you're headed that way, past the 79 interchange. We do have heavy traffic and slowdowns for you there. Parkway East inbound sluggish, beginning between the Churchill on-ramp and the off-ramp that is now closed at the Wilkinsburg interchange. Stop and go from that point down to and through the Squirrel Hill tunnels. 28 continues to fluctuate. Right now, it's on the heavier side of things. You'll line up at the Aetna bypass and stay in stop-and-go traffic most of the way down past the 31st and 40th Street bridges. And 279, the Parkway North, is heavy between Camp Horn Road and Perrysville. AAA traffic on the fives from 2D Mechanical Systems. Explore award-winning full-service HVAC, plumbing, and electrical services at 2D.com. Our next report at 8:55. I'm Ellen Gamble on 100.1 FM and AM 1020 KDKA.
Some sunshine at the moment. Clouds may move in ahead of a system that'll bring us a chance for some heavy thunderstorms perhaps this afternoon and evening. The high 88, 67 overnight, and then only 77 tomorrow after a passing morning shower. It should be a decent day and a little more comfortable if you've been just dealing with the heat and humidity. Right now, 74 degrees.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon.
And what's cracking up, James Coe? Join us on Reception Perception as we dive deep into wide receivers, the position that will make or break your fantasy team.
Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.